Hello everybody. Welcome to this week's episode. My name is Ritual.
My name is Akosia.
And I'm Michelle.
And we are the third culture kid.
You know, the band is breaking up.
We should also, I also feel the need to tell people this is the second time we're recording our last episode.
It's just ironic. There have been like forces against us, you know.
It's just very ironic that we wanted to record the last episode, but we didn't really record it. So now we have to record it again. It just tells you a lot about who we are as individuals, as determined as we are. It's very funny. But yeah, I guess the cat's out of the bag. So this is our very, very last episode. I guess for a lot of people it would be very sudden because we didn't really give an indication. But I think it has been a consensus, you know, to finish it here where we feel like we're in a good space to end it. And we feel like we've given this what we could with the resources and the time that we have. Mm-hmm. And I guess we want to talk a little bit about what the experience has been like and maybe just wrap it up in a very wholesome way.
Say in a very wholesome way, as opposed to what?
Well, you know, some people. Well, have you heard of the Call Her Daddy podcast?
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Have they canceled it? Are they not going back?
No, they haven't canceled it. I don't even listen to the podcast, but I saw it on the news. One of the girls is going to be continuing the podcast alone. So you know, it's like as opposed to the band really breaking up. At least we're all on the same page, and we're making this as a, you know, it's a conscious collective effort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess in that vein, how about you guys? Let's talk a bit about, you know, what the journey has been like.
Yeah, no, I think I'm actually happy that we did this because it came around a time where like lots of things were going on for me. Mm-hmm. And for me, the podcast was like, you know, the opportunity to just stop thinking about these things or to think about them and just rant out of the context of the things actually happening.
Yeah.
And so it was like a private therapy session, but not really private because I guess we're close to
private
therapy. How many other people, you know, how many other people to listen to. But yeah. Anyways, I'm happy that we did it. I've like learned some really nifty skills, you know. If anyone needs a podcast producer out there, you know, hit me up.
Ooh, you tell him.
You know,
you secure that bag, girl.
You know the vibes. You know
that's so true. I feel like that's so true because a lot of our topics that we would decide in advance is like inspired by what we're going through at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was the therapy one or was the therapy one in our feelings.
Yeah.
So whether it was that one or like the most recent where we did apolitical, where, you know, we were inspired by the current political movement and personal discussions with apolitical people. That's been really interesting to be able to take daily conversations and put it onto, you know, a platform like this and have content. What about you, Michelle? Most memorable experiences or episodes?
You know, I actually had something to say until you said, what about you?
Oh, no. Say what you wanted to say first then.
No, I mean, I had something to say until you say that, then I forgot what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay.
I think what I was going to say is that, got it. I was going to say I think that you had spoken about this a little bit as well before, that it assisted with just doing something, like just starting something without having stuff exactly figured out. Like we started in Ritual's room with just her cell phone in the center, moving around chairs to get the sound right, and then moved up to a microphone that you happened to get from your boss, who was just kind enough to lend us one.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's things like that. Like you would never have found a microphone if you had never started with your phone, right? So I found it interesting that when you do start things don't like fall into your lap per se, but just little doors open. Next thing you know, we're in CITR. I always call it by the wrong name. Is it CITR?
Huh?
Yeah,
the CITR.
Yeah. Yeah, the studio and yeah, but anyway, overall it's just taught me that sometimes you just have to start, right? And then figure it out along the way, and things do kind of, you learn as you go. You learn the social media parts, you learn the recording parts, you learn the production parts, you just learn as you go. Yeah,
100%. And I feel like you know, in the previous recording, we touched on how it's just too funny. We had a really great episode, but it's okay. In the previous recording, we touched on how, you know, sometimes there are times where you really have to plan and think and, you know, strategize before you move into something. And yeah. Sometimes when the risks are lower and you kind of have that capacity, you can jump into something that you feel is right. And that's what we did. And none of us regret it. We've learned so much. And yeah, I'm really thankful for this experience. I also wanted to recircle back on the whole whether we think friends can do a venture together. I thought that was like a good little tidbit to kind of leave as our last episode and what our thoughts are on that.
Yeah, no, I think in our previous recording, we touched on it and we said like, there are different things that make friendships work and there are different things that like make businesses work. Guys, I'm sorry, I have these things in and I feel like I have, my mouth is bigger than it actually is anyways. But yeah, what we said was like the things that make a friendship work are like very different. Like for example, I spoke about how the podcast was something that we just went into instead of doing like months and months of planning. And as someone like me who likes to plan everything, well, most things, that was like really different for me. In a podcast or in a business, I think that's like, it's very great to have someone else who's like, okay, maybe we shouldn't keep on planning and planning and planning. We should just go straight into it. Whereas maybe in a friendship, that may not be the best thing you want because then they're just doing spontaneous things all the time and you're just like worn out because you're not a high, strong energy, like spontaneous kind of person. Do you kind of get me? Like there are different things that I feel like businesses or by virtue of doing a business, you like accentuate more on than in like friendships.
Exactly. Yeah. I echo everything that you've said. I would just say that sometimes regardless of, you know, whether it's a business venture or something like what we did, it wasn't a business venture, but it was still, you know, a collective effort. Mm-hmm. I would always say that the vision needs to be unified.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that the vision is sometimes one of the biggest motivators and it's always great when everybody, when the vision is shared. And it can be difficult when, you know, you're dealing with individuals. Everybody has different, you know, tastes and some people can scale things differently. But I would always say to anybody starting anything with more than, one person, just make sure the vision is right and make sure that, you know, you can all pitch in to execute it and then it should work smoothly. And sometimes, as I've mentioned before, the success doesn't mean that something has to last forever. The success can also be what you have learned from that time. So even though we are ending this podcast after a year and after two seasons, the success is not that, it's not a failure because it didn't go more than 1 year. It's a success because we learned so much and we had some amazing guests on and that's what we take away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I also think more than vision, and I think I say this before, that there's within your friend circles, there's some people that you do know have similar visions to you. So let's say in the end they want to be president of Ghana, so to speak, and you want to be president of Ghana and you want to get into politics, but they also have a very different timeline from you. And I find that that's a huge factor as well, because some people have different stages that they wish to go through, whilst for you that's the only stage you want to go through, if that makes sense. So let's say, for example, you want to start a chocolate business. Someone wants to start by working for a chocolate company in retail and then maybe move up to management. And then they want to understand all the different aspects of like the people behind it. And then maybe you're the type of person who just wants to jump straight into chocolate making and make a bitch to one person and find your sweet spot. I think that's also essential as well in determining whether or not as friends you can go into business or projects together, because that more than anything, even if your vision is shared, if your timelines are different, especially at our age, I think it's a huge thing at our age. If your timelines are different and priorities are different and one person emphasizes the resume more and you emphasize the entrepreneurship part more, then you're going to have issues because you'll always feel like you're dragging one along, or the other one will feel like they're being dragged to live by your dream, so to speak. So I do think that's something to be aware of as well, more than just your friends' personalities. And it's just how they see their lives going stage by stage, especially at the age we're at now. If that's common, then you can go ahead and work together. Like these, I think it's somewhat better to boost the circle, right? Like you want to grow together. So yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I don't know. I was just thinking. I wanted to revert back. I wanted to leave the people who are listening with some gems. Since we're going to leave our episodes up, I wanted to highlight some of the favorites. I know I've just touched on a couple from before, but I really just wanted to highlight some of the work that I'm really proud of us for doing. And for me, one of them would be the episode we did with Dora and Akeem. Mm-hmm. So Dora and Akeem both work in the health and wellness aspect, both physical and mental wellness. And that was such a great episode, especially for the context of the time that we're in right now. And I would encourage everybody who just needs to add a little bit more self-care, self-love, and kind of motivation into their lives to listen to that. I'm really proud of that. And I'm also really proud of the Brain Drain one, which I think Akosia is equally a big fan of.
No, you know that's my favorite one. But yeah, I think like big ups to like the Akeem and that episode. Like I went out of that episode feeling like that episode was for me. Like I didn't even care about the people we put it out to. Sorry, people. But I was like, yo, I'm gonna listen to this episode and then like take things from it. Yeah. And it's funny because I don't like listening to my voice, so I rarely ever like listen back to our episodes except for the initial like one or two times. But that one I actually went to listen to multiple times, so you know. So I was happy. And then the Brain Drain episode, I think like we said before, that's when we really figured out, well, for some of us, like what topics we're really passionate about and like the things we're really passionate about. And even though I may have said reparations 1,000 times, I'm gonna say this until I die, you know, shame yourself before other people shame you. I think that was like one of the really good episodes. I don't know, we had some really interesting episodes. We even spoke about like death and
kiss my ashes.
Oh guys, we did some really good stuff. Are you kidding me?
I think we've forgotten as well how Big Butts and Other Lies got a really big response Like in our DMs, we got really good responses about that one as well, because people really did come forward and tell us about their experiences as well with body standards and issues and processes they've gone through. So I really like the response from that one. And In Our Feelings, I think, has to be my favorite. The therapy session might actually be my favorite. Yeah,
I agree. That's so true. Like the Big Butts one definitely got, I remember getting DMs on our page and people would be like, that's happened to me or whatever. I think that's the episode I admitted that I've cried in the dressing room before. Oh, fun times. I'm really happy that we've left some meaningful content, even if it's sometimes a lot of the episodes I felt were self-serving. I just really wanted to have those conversations with you guys, but I'm proud of it. I'm proud of us for making it this far. And this is Third Culture Kids. As Akosia said, we've been immortalized in cartoon form.
I'm happy. Okay.
Yeah.
No one come to me. No one can talk to me. No one can step to me. I'm pictures. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like that's a good way to wrap it up.
Yeah. No, and I think another thing you said was that we were able to have these conversations with people. And like, that was one of the most important things of our whole journey. Like, our friends, our listeners, like people that supported us throughout the whole thing and like reached out to us. And then even the speakers, the people that came onto the podcast and honored our invitation when we didn't even know what we were doing. Like, thank you so much, because you added something to this podcast that I don't think just us three would have been able to do.
So, yeah, that's very true. Yeah, that was lovely. Yeah, I don't know. Guys, you have anything else to wrap up before we wrap up for the last time?
Haha. Sorry, that's not what I said. I mean, everything that has been said,
I think we've said a lot over the two seasons as well in terms of what we want to encourage people with or just sharing our personal experiences with. So I think it would be unfair to try to summarize that in 5 seconds. So I do hope that if you do need inspiration, you just listen back, like the I think the captions say a lot about what inspiration you can get from each thing, or mm-hmm. if you just want to listen to other people ranting about something you can relate to as well. We were pretty great at that. The tipsier sessions where we're more honest than the sober ones.
Oh yeah.
But, yeah. And you'll be able to tell.
100%, trust me. Yeah. I think I would echo those sentiments. If you really want to do something, you want to be inspired to take a chance, do it, especially while the risks are low and you have time. And let us be an example that technology or a situation like COVID is not a detriment. Technology works wonders. We're recording remotely. So take a chance, put yourself out there. You can only grow from any criticism, both positive and negative. And this has been a super great experience. And yeah. I think I'm going to sign up for the last time. So thank you to everybody who's joined us on this journey. Thanks for the support. It's been your girl, Ritual.
It's been your girl, Kosia.
And it's been your girl, Michelle.
And for the last time, we are the third
culture kids.
I was like, I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to let you
honestly, guys. We're never going to get it in sync, especially when we're not, you know, in person, and it's just difficult remotely. But yeah, that's been us. And peace and love to everybody.
We out.
Yep. Bye. Peace.